Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman and our bad internet. And this is our show. And I'm Some Guy.
I am the Bugman. And talking about bad show, good show, whatever, we're coming at you live today from, believe it or not, here it comes, Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm. And let's just say right now, let's just put it out there. Yeah. Big Bird, bad show.
Bad show, big ego.
Oscar, okay. Oscar, yeah. Great show.
Great host,
right?
Even. Like, has a great meal prepared for us. Maybe his internet is patchy, but the whole trash can situation, you know, it's understandable.
Yeah.
Forgive him. We
right.
forgive him.
We came down here just kind of looking to hang and see what, you know, see what the street was all about. And we found out Big Bird has a big ego, and that's about the only big thing on him. He's just a big jerk.
That's right.
And Oscar, he's a listener of the show, we found out, and then he invites us into his home, prepares dinner. So,
yeah. I mean, and honestly, just look, put it in perspective for people here. Even an average-sized person up against a hand puppet, a mm-hmm. Muppet, is going to be big.
Right.
So just that in mind next time you're watching Sesame Street with the quote-unquote Big Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that.
Yep. Not as big as you think, folks.
Not as big as you think.
Now listen,
we got a question.
We got a question here, and I think it's a good one.
I do too.
It relates to the childhood of probably every man listening to this show.
That's right.
Why can't I play, Coach?
Why can't I play, Coach? Put me in. Let's do this.
Yeah. You know?
I did not play sports.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can relate in high school.
No sports.
You know, and I think now I have better equipped myself to do that. You know, as you've said before, common sense doesn't kick in until 25.
That's right.
How far away are these high school players, these high school football players, from that point?
Yeah, most of them. You know, some of them, the youngest of them, you know, they're a decade away, and some of them are just a little bit less than a decade away from even having common sense on the field. So, yeah, imagine, Coach, imagine the advantages you would have putting in a couple of guys pushing 30. We got that common sense in there. You know, we know what we're doing. Obviously, like, we have a whole backlog, a history of answering some of the hardest questions you'll find. You know we're intelligent. We're strategists.
We're prepared.
We can think on our feet.
Put us in, Coach.
Exactly.
Why can't I play?
Yeah.
How many of you have been witness, even beyond the high school football game, goes beyond that to even a peewee league t-ball?
Right.
Last time I checked, I have a lot more ability than some 4, 5, 6-year-old. Okay. I can go out there and dominate.
Yeah.
I can hit a ball farther than any kid can.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I not allowed out there on the field showing what I'm capable
of? Well, and as far as football is concerned, you can throw a kid further than any of the other kids can throw a kid. So, listen, the skill is there. The skill is there. The ability, the raw talent is there.
Right.
And you know, if you're playing in the high school league, it doesn't make any sense. You know, there's serious bias when it comes to these high school leagues and peewee leagues of, you know, there, you know, you never see an adult.
No.
There's just ageism run rampant.
Rampant.
In these sports. I mean, you know, they talk about modeling being, you got to be a young woman. And how young? I mean, they're serious about that. They're like, you got to be, 25. You're an old woman.
Yeah.
Like your whole career might be over soon. Well, look, they won't even let you play high school football past high school.
Right.
You know,
right.
There's no on ramp. And peewee, you're locked out of that by the time you hit fifth grade, sixth grade or something like that. Now you're out of peewee.
I have so much more to give right now.
Yes.
In the position that I'm in right now.
Yeah. I wasn't athletic when I was that age. I wouldn't have been I would have been no asset whatsoever to the team. But today,
yes.
Why can't I play, coach? Exactly. Look at me. Put my stats up against any player on your team, coach. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Guarantee you this team's going to the state championship. That's all I'm saying.
Look at me. So what was your high school experience then? I mean, I am assuming, you know, that you didn't play sports, because I didn't.
I didn't. I didn't play sports in high school. And I'll tell you why. Because I was busy reporting on them. I was a TV broadcasting student, okay? Didn't go into the news, but clearly it has benefited me now. In what we're doing now, we do have a podcast, so exactly. There's something to be said for the life that I chose.
Yeah.
But you know, I was in TV broadcasting, so I didn't get to be out on the field with all the guys and, you know, learn the stories from the coach and the plays and all that stuff. And you know, even one of the coaches at the time, he was also the wrestling coach at the high school that I went to. All right.
Yeah.
And had this run in with him. You know, these even were, they really weren't even the kind of coaches I would want to play with. The guy that's in the town I live in now, he's great. I would love to play for him. He just won't put me in. But the guy back then, or one of them anyway, I think he was like defensive coordinator, also the wrestling coach. And I go in there, you know, I'm just sitting there with my camera, this huge camera, and I'm not there to try out for wrestling, folks. I'm just there to do a story on the brand new wrestling team that just started at my high school. True story. Yeah. And I get in there and I start setting up my camera, you know. I'm trying to do free publicity.
Right.
Just trying to make them look good.
Yeah.
And the coach starts yelling at me and shouting at me and making me look stupid in front of all the other guys. And, you know, you get the from every dude that's in the room. And then coach looking at me like I'm dumb. Like he tells me, you know, hey, sit down, put all that away. You know, you can play with your toys afterward. But, you know, right now we're talking wrestling. I was like, all right, you know what? No one's going to be talking wrestling because I'm not doing the story.
Or I'm out of here.
My teacher makes me do it. You know, we'll see how good the lighting is in your interview. You know, we'll see if there's a fake mustache that gets, motion controlled, like pasted right there to your face.
Yeah. And, he deserves
it. Out. Coach.
He deserves it.
You know,
man, there's so many things that I remember about being a kid that I just keep thinking about. These kids are running around thinking they're all high and mighty or whatever. You know, I had a Hot Pocket recently.
Yeah.
They're not that great, guy.
They're not. You're right.
They're not. And if you, I don't know, they think they've got it all when they've got a Hot Pocket in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be honest with you, it ain't.
Right.
It ain't that great. And there's things from my childhood that I remember, I was probably in the same position, and I wish someone would come along and would have come along and showed me my place.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Let me out there. Let me kick harder, throw farther, tackle harder. Like, I can do it. I can outsmart them. I can outmaneuver them.
Mm-hmm.
I am the perfect pick in this, in any example.
Yeah. And look, I mean, all we're saying is let us play. And look, it's not like we're saying, oh, the current rules should stand for the league. Like, obviously, you start letting adults into high school sports, but football specifically, you got to change the rules a little bit, right?
Yeah, you would.
You know, you and I never played high school football.
Exactly.
I think that kind of puts us, you know, on the same skill level or maybe a little bit ahead of some of these guys that are running the ball down the field. Like, we're basically on the same skill level, if not a little bit better than them.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to me that only men who have never played high school football should be allowed to play high school football in their adult years.
Yeah, I think so. It kind of completes the whole manhood cycle, you know, more or less.
And that way, it's, you don't have all these veterans out there, same skill level, me and the, you know, and the rest of the team, nothing to brag about, and it keeps everybody safe. You know, it doesn't, you don't have all those I mean, you know, you don't want to just let any crazy guy, you know, some crazy 40-year-old on your high school football team. You got to keep it with those who are sane, you know, the adults that kind of have their life together.
Right. And I'll even piggyback off of that. If I'm out there playing dodgeball mm-hmm. with a sixth grader, okay, yep. and we have some beef, he's got some stuff to say, I've got something to say, it's not for his parents to get involved with, all right? Me and Timmy have beef, it's between me and Timmy.
Yeah.
It's not between them.
Handle it on the field.
Keep the parents off the field.
Yeah.
Keep the parents off the field.
Yeah. Handle, let us take care of it like good sportsmen like way, you know? And
exactly.
if that means an extra tackle unnecessary goes Timmy's way, fine.
Yeah,
you know?
So be it. It's part of the game.
Yeah.
Take them down a notch.
Like, don't put your kid on the football field, the high school football field, if you didn't want him getting tackled by a 30-year-old dude. Like,
exactly.
that's part of the way the league has to change. And I think for the better, you know?
I think so too.
Now, I think there is an exception. The rule here is that it's men who did not play football in high school.
Right.
Now, if you didn't play in high school, but you did play in college, and better yet, maybe you even played in the NFL,
sure.
but you didn't play in high school. That's the key point.
Right.
Then perhaps you could be in this high school league as well. Because you think about it. High school football, the rules are so much more lax.
Right.
For like what a personal foul is or... you know, the refs just don't, they kind of go easier on you and they
sure.
let a few more things through. Cause you know, you're in high school. It's not professional football here.
Exactly.
You know, there's a and bunch of amateurs out here. So
exactly. So then you let the professionals come in and
yes.
kind of teach them a thing or two.
Right.
This is what you can expect when you go to the next step here.
But not just as a coach, as a player
right.
on the field,
as
shoulder to shoulder, with you and me and all of our friends from high school. Like that way, yeah, they are mentoring, they have a model, they can watch that former NFL player, you know, not only is he gonna give them a pep talk, but he's gonna on the field show them how to play the game.
Yes.
I think you'd see a revolutionized high school team, really.
Yeah. For sure, and I think it also goes without saying, no soccer players.
Right.
Like,
yes, of course. No. Right.
I mean, we're men, okay? Mm-hmm. What I don't understand where these guys get off, why they even got involved to begin with.
Yeah.
We need to draw a hard line mm-hmm. at any kind of, you know, football.
Yeah.
Okay.
No football. No soccer. It's just
keep it out.
Listen, folks, and it's really going to sound like a prejudice thing or some kind of bias. It's really not. I mean, can you imagine putting a soccer player on the field with a bunch of hardy high school football?
He'd get destroyed.
You know, boys and adults and stuff. Like, it's just, you know, the body structure is not there. It's just not
right.
safe at that point.
Right.
So it's not necessarily. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is. It kind of is. But, you know, the main point is not that we're trying to discriminate here. It's just that you guys aren't – you're not ready.
You're not
you know?
Ready.
You got to train. You got to train. You got to get your body correct. And soccer is just not the kind of
– Yeah.
You know, you need protein, right?
Yeah.
It's not like the tofu diet and stuff and whatever you got going on with –
ain't cutting it.
With your soccer diet, I'm sorry. It's got to be more than celery, folks.
Get it
out
of here.
You got to get some protein, some red meat, you know, bacon and eggs, that kind of thing. It's got to be, you know, got to be real.
And we're not saying anything that you aren't already thinking.
Yeah.
Just because we're brave enough to come out and say it, we're brave enough to come out and admit we did not get to experience, you know, some of the joys that maybe we should have, but now we're prepared for it.
Correct.
And we don't need soccer players getting in our way.
Mm-hmm.
We need them to stay out and away from us.
Now, with that, I believe, being figured out, we would like to start a new segment this week.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
New segment. We want to take and answer some listener questions from our Patreon, from Twitter. But before we do that, we'd like to leave you with a little bit of a break, a message from some folks that would like to, well, they'd like to get their message out, and who are we to stand in their way? So
exactly. Let them be. Are you or someone you know tying your shoes multiple times a day? Bending over again and again, taking time out of your busy schedule just to keep your shoelaces tied? Hello, I'm the Bugman from the mega hit podcast, Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out, and I'm here to tell you today that first of all, you are not alone, and secondly, there is help. Some Guy and I have developed a 6-week program to show you the art of shoelace intimidation. You heard me right, in as little as 6 weeks, you could be a shoelace master and only have to tie your shoe once a day. And it comes to you now at a discounted price of $299.99.95. If you or a loved one suffers from shoelace anxiety, call today. This phenomenal discount won't last long. And if you're looking for a guarantee, just remember, guarantees are for quitters. Thanks for joining us. Have you checked your shoelaces lately?
And what a good message it was.
Yeah, we can all learn from that.
I'm just, listen, folks, if you get anything out of this show, out of this episode, make your main takeaways from the last, 30 seconds of your life. That's some serious stuff. Now, I know we'd like to move directly into our Patreon and Twitter folk questions. We got a few this week. Kind of collected them and want to run them by you all out there. We had Kyle from over at Patreon asked a question saying, this one's for you. Does Bugman have to think like a bug for his job?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say, being a patron, Brother Kyle, thank you. Mm. Okay. Number two, I do have to think like a bug, but it's so much more than that. I have to defend myself like a bug. Like, there's so much more. People take advantage of, oh, you got to think like an ant. Ants like sugar. No. I'm in danger all the time because I am so much like an ant. I am so aware of my surroundings, I might as well be an ant or a termite or whatever. I would say absolutely from the gut, I hunger for wood because I'm a termite. Where does the bug stop and the bug man begin? I don't know. So I hope that answers your question, Kyle.
There you go, Thank Kyle. You. There you go. And why don't you take our next one from old Mr.
Question.
Matt.
Comes from Mr. Matt Knight, also from Patreon. Again, thank you. The question reads, what is the best mineral and why? I'm just going to say right off the bat, number one, potash.
Potash.
Potash all day, every day. It's not said enough, and it has a great name, so I'm going to say it again, best mineral, potash.
Now, potash, I think, is actually – so for me, potash is like in my top 10. And possibly
for sure.
Even my top five. Like, I really think it deserves a spot, at least in the top five. But
for sure.
My number one mineral is Gaianite.
Gaianite?
Gaianite. Right? Comes from the land of Guyana.
Oh, okay.
And, it's a guy. I'm a guy. Yeah. Makes sense. Match made in heaven. Gaianite, y'all. Listen.
We can connect.
Thing I want to say about Gaianite, it almost as if it's a second PSA. Gaianite is a victim, in need of a voice. Because see, what you always hear from gold and silver and iron, and who hasn't heard of bauxite? Like
exactly.
these minerals are everywhere, but Gaianite really is the unsung hero. It's rare. It comes in very small quantities, and it's got a lot of unused potential.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is Gaianite or Gaianate.
guy in Nate. Yeah.
Is where it's at. It just, I think it's high time we drop the prejudice, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think everyone listening knows we're for the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
We're for those who are downtrodden,
right,
if you will. And Guy and I, if there's anyone that's downtrodden, it is Guy and I.
And
we'll
look,
be your voice.
I think a lot of Potash, because Potash and Guy and I always been strong supporters of one another.
Yeah, exactly.
Potash, you know, puts his neck out for Guy and I plenty of times, and
sure,
you know, gets him those deals that, you know, would have gone to gold or silver. That ends up going to the other G on the street. You know what I'm saying? Guy and I.
And obviously gold, iron ore, they all have their place, but it's towards the bottom of the list.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
You know, basic. Basic.
Yes.
Do you want to be so basic as to have those things on your top 10? I mean, I don't know. I think there are better minerals out there. Now,
exactly.
Got another couple of questions from one Grouchy Surge on Patreon. He asks, how come when I tie my shoes, the knot always ends up moving to the side and instead of staying centered? Now, I've recently had to be, you know, figuring out this problem for myself because I got my shoe horns now. My shoes stay tied, but, you know, those shoestrings, mind to their own, man. Mind to their own.
Exactly. And I think that this question comes at a very crucial time, because what our listeners are going to find out in the soon coming weeks, some guy and I have actually developed an answer to this question. And I think you want to be excited for this. Keep an ear to the ground. But I just want to say I completely agree with some guy. Shoelaces, by their nature, are cantankerous, as old Paul would say. And you're just going to have to learn how to deal with them. You're just going to have to learn, look them face to the face, and get them tied right.
Yep.
Get them tied right.
That's right. And finally, also from Grouchy Surge, we have, my toddler wants to know why they don't make deodorant for the feet, because my feet are stinky. And I'm assuming that means Grouchy's feet are stinky there. Now listen, you know, you could just put your regular deodorant on the feet, but you got something here, Bugman. I kind of ruminating on this one for a sec.
I got to be honest. I'm confused by this question. I don't know, like, is deodorant only supposed to go in one place? Because as far as I know, every deodorant I've ever bought doesn't have apply to this certain area.
Yeah.
So if I feel like my hand is stinky, I put deodorant on it. If my feet are stinky, I put deodorant on it. It's an all-purpose item.
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
I think that's a great answer. You know, Grouch, you got to be more open-minded. You have to be more open-minded with your deodorant. Deodorant has more uses and a longer history than just underneath your armpits. You know, that's a really, I'll go ahead and say it. You know, we're both thinking it. That's a really shallow view of your deodorant.
Oh yeah,
and in this day and age, in 2019, it is time to pull your deodorant out from under your armpit, and allow it to recognize its full potential under your feet.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I once reupholstered a couch using a bed sheet. You can't tell me that just because it's called a bed sheet, I can't reupholster things with it.
Right.
So I rest my case, Grouchy Surge. I rest my case.
No, I think that's a good point, you know. And you can even do that out of bed sheets, straight from the bed, you know, sleeping on it 1 second, and then just take it straight off, and you know, sew you up some new upholstery.
Yeah, exactly.
It works. It absolutely works. Well, I believe we have one last question coming to us from Twitter. And you guys will probably recognize this name. I believe it's also Grouchy Surge, but on Twitter he goes by at Backlog Blues from the Backlog Busters. And
here we go.
He says, I just moved into a new house in the desert. New construction, close to the mountains. What should I fear more and why? And he has two options. Should he fear coyotes more or scorpions more? What do you think?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. There is great affordable pesticides that are great for scorpions. I would say easily attainable even. So coyotes, definitely be more afraid of those, because you never really know what the difference is between a coyote and the chupacabra, if I'm being honest. Mm. So yeah, always be afraid of coyotes.
Yep. Yep. And that, listen, folks, that's real advice from a real bug man.
That's right.
Send us send us your bug questions, and we'll get them. Listen, we'll knock them out of the park.
We got pesticides. What can't you do?
We got the champion right over here, Bugman himself, here to answer all of your bug questions and bug needs.
Show enough.
Just telling you. Well, folks, I believe we've got it all figured out.
Listen,
I mean, think about what we accomplished. Never before in a single episode of Some Guy in the Bugman Figure Things Out have we answered so many questions.
A lot of
given
questions.
Given so many answers.
A lot of answers.
And I mean, we're about to hit the 30-minute mark. But
I'm exhausted.
In terms of questions to 10-minute ratio that we used to do,
yeah,
we're way over that.
Oh, yeah.
Listen,
we blew
folks,
that out of the water.
1 week, you got more than, what was it, just 4 or 5 listener questions, like 5 listener questions, and then a deep dive, documentary length, you know, these coaches not letting us on the field. I'm just going to say, I think we got all that figured out.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, listen,
so,
folks.
Here we go. Outro.
If you need a way to bring up the conversation to the coach in your area, to the coach in your life, send them our way. Send them to this episode, because we're here to soften the hearts of these men who have yet to recognize the potential in their over 25 crowd for their high school football team.
Yep.
Okay? It's a new league, guys. It's a league of our own. That's all I'm asking for, along
That's
with
it.
The high school teams.
Why can't I play, coach?
If you want to play on the high school team, if your friends want to play on the high school team, if your parents and your grandparents and your aunts and uncles want to play on the high school team, this is the episode for you and for them. Share it with them, and we'll get the message out there. And mark my words, there will one day be an adult high school league that we can all play in together.
We're going to dominate.
One America. That's all I'm saying.
That's it.
That's all I'm saying. Now, listen, folks, if we've done your figuring for you today, this time or any time, consider supporting us over on Patreon. You'll find the link in the show notes. It's patreon.com/somebugman. You can find us at somebugman.com. You can find us at somebugman on Twitter. You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter.
You can find me at bugman_Bradley. On Twitter.
I want to say thank you to everyone who submitted questions this week to Twitter and to our Patreon. Please continue to do that so we can continue to bring you this awesome segment to the show. And finally, I just want to say to our patrons, thank you so much. Just as we were beginning to record this episode, we hit our $25 a month goal. Somebody changed their pledge and became incredibly generous to the point where I thought it was actually a graphical error on the website and we simply needed to reload. I could not believe how generous these people are that are in the community and enjoy the show. You guys, it's a whole batch of new pressure. I think we're up for it, but you guys are awesome, and I could not be happier. It's a wonderful addition to an already great week for me. I hope it's been a great week for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say real quick, I'm physically upset that now I have to care more about this silly show. So, thanks, everyone.
We've come a long way. Thanks, friends. See you in a couple weeks.
Bye-bye.